Judge Mark Wolf has said in court he's inclined to find that he has jurisdiction in this case. Attorneys for the American Civil Liberties Union of Massachusetts and the law firm WilmerHale argue that people should not be arrested when federal regulations give them a path to becoming lawful residents. Adriana LaFay is a staff attorney with the ACLU of Massachusetts.
We think the violations of law are very clear and that there is a strong presumption in our country that when the government breaks the law, that the courts can review and rectify that action.
If he decides he does have jurisdiction, Wolf will decide whether the case can proceed. Back in May, the incoming Boston acting field director of ICE, Todd Lyons, told the court he would focus on arresting people who pose a danger to national security or public safety. After he made those remarks, Washington sent someone else to take over the office for 2 months. And in that time, one person was arrested at his house, even though he had no criminal history, and ICE employees told two people to buy one-way tickets to their countries of origin, even though Wolf had issued a protective order against their deportation. Matt Siegel, legal director for the ACLU of Massachusetts, says that's evidence Wolf should issue a broader order stopping arrests at immigration interviews.
Our clients' rights continue to be violated, and that's why we don't think our clients will be safe to pursue this path to getting their green cards unless there's an order in place that protects them from being unfairly targeted for arrest and removal while they're doing that.
Ever since WBUR's Shannon Dooling first reported earlier this year that people were being arrested when they showed up at immigration interviews in Lawrence, the focus has been on ICE. But Lyons said in court yesterday that it was the Lawrence Office of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services that first asked ICE to make the arrests. In fact, an email introduced into evidence yesterday reveals that ICE headquarters in Washington was asking its Boston office why ICE agents were arresting people at these interviews. Evidence presented in court papers and testimony reveals that USCIS was setting up interviews with people who were in the country illegally, then asking ICE to come arrest them. The people arrested thought they were going to prove that their marriages to Americans were legitimate so they could begin the process of becoming legal permanent residents. Instead, they were arrested by ICE agents, taken away to be held for weeks or months until Judge Wolf ordered their release in May. Lyons says USCIS continues to notify ICE when people will show up for immigration interviews, but ICE has not arrested anyone at these interviews since February. In fact, Lyons says, Boston is now one of the few ICE offices where agents do not automatically detain people who've been ordered deported. From Boston, Fred Tice, Rhode Island Public Radio.